The Last Word on Sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia. Think of the possibilities.
Before we give Dick Clarkin a chance to celebrate Monaghan's victory in the Division 2 final against Roscommon, Will O'Callaghan, the four finals over the weekend, could it be that the lower down the divisions you went, the more it meant maybe to the teams involved? That if anything, the Division 1 final yesterday, which should be the showpiece, was the worst of all the finals.
You could probably argue that. I think the entertainment definitely went down as the grades went down, became better. I thought the Division 1 final was very much Mayo looking like a team who had half an eye on playing in the Connacht Championship this coming weekend in Castlebar against Sligo. I think their shooting was wayward. I thought they were very poor in front of goal, particularly from around 12 or 13 minutes to go. It felt like Kerry were always going to win when that game went down the stretch. And as good as Paddy Clifford was, and we can talk about his performance, I thought Kerry were very convincing winners and probably should have won by more than 6 points. The Division 2 final was quite exciting. Monaghan, again, are the best exponents of the two-pointer in any of the divisions. Rory Beggan scoring three of them during the game. Jack McCarron coming on to score 1-2. Again, they outscored Roscommon by 1-6 to a point in the closing stages. Division 3 final was a nice free-flowing game. Jack Bryant's goal is probably the standout in Offaly's win by a couple of points against Kildare.
And it really mattered, you could see it to the players and celebrating. It mattered to them in a way that the Division 1 final didn't seem to matter as much to Kerry, did it?
I think it's a very fair point. I think even Mickey Hart possibly set the tone when he had half a dig at Derry at the end of the game when he said, I won the National Football League with Derry last year. People thought it wasn't that impressive. Well, maybe when we look at what's happened since, maybe it's more impressive than people thought it was. And he says this backs it up. So since 2020, Matt, he's won Division 4, Division 3 twice and Division 1 last year with Derry. Yeah. Some going. I'd already won 2 and 1 with Tyrone previously.
Dick, before we get to your own province, Monaghan, or your own county, Monaghan, sorry, but what about the wider point that this is not particularly good look for the National Football Leagues, that you had over the two matches, was it 21,000 it turned out in Croke Park yesterday? So
11 on Saturday.
11 on Saturday. And you have the final of the Division 1, which should be the apex of it all, been played not at full pelt.
Evening, Matt. Yeah, it's disappointing, but I suppose when you look back at the narrative and coming from managers, media alike, Matt, we done our best to downplay the match before a ball was kicked. So if you're a family or if you're somebody that's sort of sitting on the fence whether you're going to travel up, we didn't really help ourselves to try and encourage people to go and watch it. So we got the final everybody deserved. That's in terms of media, managers and fixtures, people there that don't help the situation in terms of how it fitted in the calendar. So
not making excuses, because like as Will was saying to me there now off air before we come on, you're going to have a full house at the hurling final between Cork and Tipperary next week, and a lot of people are saying the National Hurling League is very much a subsidiary competition to the provincial championships as part of the All-Ireland.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but there's equally no reason that the football shouldn't be mass. And we sort of have to challenge ourselves as to why we, for some reason, have to prefix everything around the National Football League, especially Division 1, with saying, it's only the league and it hasn't got the greater significance. Like, all you can do at this time of year is play and win the league. You can't win an All-Ireland in March and April or early April. So, like, every other sport that we watch at this time of year, be it rugby in the URC, be it the second and third grade competitions, and the commentary doesn't sort of prefix every competition. I think we just have to sort of mature a wee bit and allow the league to be what it is. It's not the All-Ireland Championship, but just judge the games on their merits, talk up the competitions, and Mickey Hart is right. It is worth winning, and Monaghan always enjoyed and celebrate their victories.
I'm going to take issue with you, because I mean, with exception, obviously, of the ultra-provincial championship, which is competitive, the standards of the provincial championships are probably going to be less than we've seen in the league. That's coming up, right? We can already predict who the winners, we can tell you who the winners are going to be in Leinster and Munster and have a good shot at who's going to be the winners over in Connacht. Ulster will be competitive. But we've been told that the National League a lot of the time provides better football because teams are playing against each other at similar standards. So it was a big deal for Offaly to win the Division 3 title. They probably won't care as much about the Leinster Championship. They'll give it a good run and all the rest of it, but they won the league that they have. Limerick might have give Cork. They might beat Cork next weekend in the football. Who knows? But a week after winning the league, they might not. But the point, I suppose, is that if the championship to be all and end all, if the provincial championships don't matter, surely the leagues should matter more. And it's not the media's fault. That it's the managers a lot of the time are putting out substandard teams, or they're using it basically as a trial ground for the championship. They're not treating the league with the respect that it deserves.
No, I label it at everybody, Matt. And I think we're sort of in agreement here. The league is such a good competition. It should be elevated. Like you made a point at the start there that Mayo won't almost get a pass for being indifferent because they've got Sligo next week. That makes absolutely no sense in terms of competitive environment. They should be going up as preparation for any game to be playing at their best and to get their players playing on form in any game. And like, what good was going to Croke Park and putting in an indifferent display when what good preparation? They're doing far better out going out, putting their best hand forward and leave them confident and going ready for playing Sligo, who, with all due respect, they should be beating anybody. I just never understand why we. I just feel, Matt, there's a very amateur narrative around the league.
But sorry, does it need to be built into the championship in some way? I mean, even if we meant doing away with the provincial championships, so that maybe if you were like Limerick to win Division 4 or Offaly to win Division 3, that there is a reward in the championship for it as to what stage you get into it or something like that. Some new format of competition to give the league performance is more relevance rather than teams sort of having a bit of a Yarra approach to it.
Yes, I had this conversation with somebody in terms of almost a seeding system. Now, how you rank in the league correlates to a seeding system for the championship. I think there's merit in that. But we talk, you sort of push back against the media. One of the things that has happened over the last decade or so, when it comes to the end of the year awards, Matt, with all the good football and competitive football that there is in the league, how it finishes has absolutely no relevance to the All-Stars. That used to be the case back in the day, Matt. If you won a National League back in the 80s and the 90s, you're almost guaranteed an All-Star or two. Now you barely get a nomination. So the media that you push back on actually discount performances in the league when it comes to the business end of the year. You'll put more stead in a quarterfinal or a championship semi-final than 7 or 8 games in a National League. So there is an overriding pessimism towards the league, and it carries right through all the narrative, both media, both managers and players. And I think we can do better, is what I'm saying.
Okay, Will, what do you think?
Have a team of the league. I think that's one of the things that should probably do, because I think last night in the Hurling Pod, we picked our team of the league and we openly went, you know what, 7 or 8 of those lads probably won't even get an All-Star nomination by the end of the season because their county has gone well in the league. But then naturally what happens is you weight things based on the semi-final and the All-Ireland final. In the football, I think that's the case. There is definitely that feeling out there that until we get to the point that the knockout stages come around, that's when it really feels like the football matters from there on. And naturally we tend to have a bias towards that. But I think it is natural in a way. I've said to you before, I think in Division 1, rather than having a Division 1 final, maybe it should be first past the post in Division 1. So whoever tops it gets the trophy. And for the divisions below, it seems to mean more to go into a final. The old provincial system actually hurts the reward for Division 3, by the way. So Offaly and Kildare knew before the final there wasn't the carrot of getting into the All-Ireland Senior Championship because of the draw in Munster, because it means that a team outside the top two flights is going to be in the provincial final. So unlike last year, there was no place for the Division 3 winners. Imagine if that game between Offaly and Kildare had been a straight shootout with one team getting into the group stages, it would have made it all the more important.
This listener given out to me saying that comparing the football and hurling finals is apple and oranges, that the reason the big crowd is going to be in Cork next week because it's a Cork home game against neighbouring County Tipperary. But should these finals have been moved out of Croke Park, the football finals? Because, you know, Kerry and Mayo, long distances for everyone involved to travel, for fans, a lot of expense. I mean, could you not have maybe moved that to Limerick?
I think the debate's going to be reignited about this now because the Leinster semi-finals are coming out of Croke Park as well.
Like, and even Limerick would have suited Offaly and Kildare, wouldn't it, as much as going to Dublin?
Not much
of a difference.
You definitely could have found venues for it. Like, there is definitely a trend that's going downwards when it comes to the National Football League attendances for the finals. And even for the hurling, the caveat that goes on there, 2019, this is the highest attendance they've had since then, and that was at Croke Park. So for a few years, the hurling crowds haven't been too hot at finals either. So, but yeah, obviously you see two of the big teams there, Mayo and Kerry particularly, usually travel in massive numbers, didn't go to Croke Park.
Yeah, just on that, I think we have to be careful here. Is it an element we're waving the white flag that we can't market and sell our games better, that we downgrade the stadium as opposed to get more people to the game? Like, by comparison, Matt, how many people were in Castlebar for, what was it, a league fixture? Excuse me for not being up to speed on the URC.
27,000,
right. That had nothing to do with the relevance of the game. It was about promoting and making the game itself very attractive and marketable for the people. We can do better in the GAA. That's what we need to do first, then worry about bringing it down to smaller.
But how, given that, Dick, you have a new game in some respects, right?
Yeah.
You have a new game with the 40 metres line, the 2 points coming in, the three at the back having to remain. Those are significant changes to the game. And yet, I think overall, and Will might correct me if I'm wrong here, I think the attendances at the league are down than they were last year.
I need to check that, Matt. I've went to a lot of Monaghan games and I was quite taken aback with the crowds that were at it, especially Monaghan Meath, Cavan, Monaghan Early Doors. I can only speak, I looked at a lot of the Armagh games. I can't speak for all of them, but they seem to be fairly well attended. But so we'd need maybe
Into it at this time of year, fairness as well.
It wasn't a particularly nice. Now, February was a tough month to be going everywhere, so we'd caveat with that. But I would give that a year or two to play out, because I definitely felt there was a better interest on the ground going to games. The final caveated for different reasons, and logistics mattered. Even on Saturday night, like it was 7:30 on a Saturday night, big ask for a family coming across from Roscommon.
Absolutely.
Good enough crowd from Monaghan. These things have to be factored in as well.
By the way, sorry, I haven't really asked you, sorry. Monaghan, how much heart will the way that you dismissed Roscommon in the Division 2 final give you going into the Ulster Championship?
Yeah, I think missing Monaghan in many ways was the team of the league, in so far as that they just got on with business. You never heard anybody moaning about rules. We just adopted them, seeing the opportunity, and tried to get a young, relatively fresh panel out playing well under a new management, and that's what they got. And that, thankfully, that's what was borne out in the final. They just went out and played. You know, there's no question that the new rules have suited a few of our players. Like Rory Beggin is such an asset, Matt. Like he's averaging sort of 6 or 7 points a game. You know, with these 2-pointers, we're almost going out now with a 3 or 4 point advantage before a ball is kicked, because other teams just don't have this in their armoury. And that's one of the reasons why we topped the league. We had an extremely high scoring difference by other, and we're now bouncing into the Championship with confidence. Now, as I say, it is the league. There's a lot to be played. But at this point in the year, all we could do was perform as well as they did. And they've done a very good job of it. So, listen, we enjoyed it. We celebrated it. And now we're looking forward to what looks like it'll be Donegal in Clonus in 3 weeks' time. I don't want to jinx Donegal, but they look like they're going to be hard to beat next Sunday against Derry.
Derry are pinning that on the door already. The clerk has already...
They'd want to pin 10 copies off them the way things are going, Will.
Thank you very much, the clerk, and for being with us.
The Last Word on Sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia. Think of the possibilities.